This is Twit.
You were excited about AMD.
Oh, so excited about AMD. I went over and visited their booth. And if you come to CES, the one place you should always visit is the AMD booth because right. they have food and they got really cool stuff. And it's really laid back. It's over at the Sands. So it's kind of out of the way. It's in a suite. It's right. not a typical booth. So it's a great one. But they have some really awesome stuff coming out.
So second generation Ryzen CPUs are going to show up in April. And the thing that made me giddy is that they're basically saying your existing motherboard, pull the old Ryzen out, put the new Ryzen in, boom, you're good to go. You may need a BIOS update, but they didn't, you know, unlike certain chip manufacturers I might name, they're not like, oh, new chip, let's make sure they buy a new motherboard. I get angry about that, but they're just saying it's basically the first 12-nanometer Zen Plus processor, or basically running a 12-nanometer, higher clocks, Precision Boost 2 technology. There's not a lot of detail, but you know, again, they're going to shrink it from 14-nanometer to 12-nanometer. Still doing Global Foundries is still building them. It is not Zen 2. That's coming next year, but essentially, you know, it's kind of an Intel TikTok kind of situation, it feels like, right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they're saying the Precision Boost is going to be more gradual and consistent in the speed shifts. And they're looking at, you know, I'm going to have to lean forward because I don't have my reading glasses on. But on the 2018 rollout, right, premium desktops, Ryzen first generation, Threadripper first generation, Ryzen Pro first generation, that was 2018. They've got the desktop APUs coming out in Q1, the second generation Ryzen CPUs in Q2, and then the second half of the year is going to be the Ryzen Pro and the Ryzen Threadripper. I just like the fact that somebody decided that AMD decided that we're going to deliver all these cores for comparable prices of considerably less powerful Intel processors.
Yeah, it's. I think it's a really good, like, really practical right. entry point where they went to. And I personally have a Threadripper, and I loved it to death. It's amazing. So, I'm super excited to see what these guys do in the next year.